So here's this dogleg, non-computational thing. Had subjective reality on this, and it's a very pat example of this. In other words, one protects havingness in this section of life with an implement, and in this section of life, the implement is not allowed. Well, one has not moved up into this section of life with something else to protect havingness, don't you see? So he feels like he can't. Then in Now Solids, all of a sudden took these two areas and went clank. All of a sudden, it was very obvious it was merely the lack of a rifle. Well, what's a substitute for a rifle, see? That's easy. I don't know what I was using a rifle for. Anyway, protection of havingness is not terribly difficult. Unless you have a total investment in an implement. And this total dependency, being so great and ceasing so suddenly, will then not let you be inventive. The kids of tomorrow will think of entertainment in terms of television sets. They won't be inventive on the subject. The engineer of early aeronautical times had a dependency on nothing. He didn't have anything to work with. He couldn't build anything anyhow, he figured. It was all impossible and therefore not very serious. So he dreamed up all the forms of flying there were. Well, there's 17 or 18, I've forgotten how many now, methods of flying which have never been used. It just happened that the airfoil, stable airfoil was buildable at that time with his equipment. Aeronautical engineer graduates from Caltech or some other of the people's schools, and engineer starts in, you say to him, build an airplane. And he's all right, you take an airfoil, and sometimes it's fuselage, we take the tractor propeller or the reactor type motor, and there's your airplane. You say, where'd this thing come from? The airfoil is not necessarily an efficient thing at all. A tractor-type propeller, particularly one run by a right whirlwind engine, is taking 50% of its power to cancel the other 50% of its power, and how it flies at all, Lord only knows. The lift-drag ratio of rotor planes, for instance, is so incredibly bad that how anybody keeps up with rotors, I don't know why they'd keep up with rotors, but everybody's married to these rotors. See, they get an airfoil or a certain type of airfoil. A rotor is just a rotating airfoil. And they get certain types of things. Earlier, people get a dependency on them. First, they invent them. Then they get a dependency on them. People who come after that have a tendency to pick this up as a matter of course. It's an everybody knows. What is an airplane? Everybody knows it's something that has an airfoil. That's silly. It's not even safe to be up in the air with an airfoil. I know. I've had a couple of them go whap. It's very uncomfortable. How about anti-magnetic devices? Anti-gravitic. What is gravity anyhow? Well, this fellow down here, Henry Kawanda, has done a considerable study on that, and it's so baffling to the U.S. Air Force at this moment that they think Kawanda's a very brilliant man, but nobody else can grasp it because the things he builds fly but don't have any airfoils. You see, they're not real then.